Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. After the closing bell yesterday afternoon, NAS reported that 59% of the corn crop is rated good to excellent, down 2 percentage points from last week. 90% of the crop is dented compared with 78% last week and the five-year average of 95%. 33% of the crop is rated mature compared with 19% last week and the five-year average of 63%. 5% of the crop is harvested compared with the five-year average of 14%. For soybeans, 57% is rated good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. 44% is dropping leaves compared with 21% last week and the five-year average of 64%. Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to firm as packer demand continues to try filling out the week's slaughter needs. Terminals are called steady to possibly $2 higher in light volume, with top prices from $45.50 to $48. Peoria is called 50 cents higher today, with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, September 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 9,575. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60 to $71. The weighted average was $65.38. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.81 to $52.15, the weighted average $50.60. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $22,104. The base price range was $59 to $73, the weighted average $69.94. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.46 to $55, and the weighted average was $52.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, generally quiet weather is prevailing at the moment. There are, though, some scattered showers in north-central Iowa, south-central Minnesota at the moment. Nothing very heavy up that way. A few more showers pushing into eastern Nebraska at this time. So some clouds and some spotty showers up that way. In the northwest Midwest, we'll have spotty light showers here over the next 24 to 48 hours. Now, as far as Illinois and Indiana is concerned, some of those showers will probably work into the northwest corner of Illinois before daybreak. Scattered showers will be occurring across northern and west central Illinois tomorrow. But they'll be light and scattered, not an all-day rain, but some fields could get a little wet enough that field work will not take place in those areas tomorrow, but we don't see any heavy totals that are going to lead to long-term problems. As you go farther to the east in the Midwest, dry weather will prevail, I think, for the next several days. We're watching a couple of weather systems that will be just brushing the Midwest, affecting other areas more. One is a tropical system that could work into the Carolinas later this week and then up the East Coast late in the week into the weekend, and that could produce locally heavy rain from the Carolinas into Virginia and on northward. And mainly the heaviest rains probably stay east of the soybean fields of the southeast, at least the heaviest rains, although some rain is likely in some of the bean fields of the southeastern states. Of more significance with this system, it's going to slow the west to east progression of weather systems across the U.S. for a couple of days. So that means most of us in the Midwest Corn Belt should stay dry, at least into the first part of the weekend. Now, some showers from that system could be thrown back into Ohio and eastern Indiana on Saturday. It's likely the rain won't come farther west, but that could graze some far eastern areas with a little bit of rain come Saturday. Next week, we do see some weather changes. We see a cold front come in early in the week, and unseasonably cool air will be over the Midwest Corn Belt during the middle of next week, and that could lead to some patches of frost in northern areas middle of the week, and toward the end of the week there could be some patchy frost in Michigan, Ohio, and northeastern Indiana. That is if it gets as cold as possible. Now, it's likely what's going to happen is what some of the models are saying are overdoing the cold just a little bit. So my take on it is this. We are going to turn cooler next week for a few days. That will slow maturation after some warm days here through the weekend. But I don't think we're going to see any crop damage in cold next week. And then we turn mild as we go into the weekend that follows, the weekend of October 4th and 5th. So at this point, it doesn't look like a season-ending blast of cold air is coming in through the first 10 days of October. But we will have to start to watch these cool air masses a little more because it is getting into October. It is unusually cold in northern Canada. And we're starting to flirt with the cooler air a little bit. But at this point, we'll just watch out a little bit for the middle of next week for some of the northern Corn Belt growing or production areas. But right now, we don't see any major problems coming in just yet. And with the temperatures running above average between now and the end of this upcoming weekend, crop maturation should make good progress this week. Now, in the central and southern plains, hard red winter wheat belt, where there's some planting still going on, there will be a few showers and thunderstorms here and there. But I really don't think there's going to be much in the way of rain, so they should have favorable weather for planting out there. In South America, conditions are good in Brazil, a bit dry in Argentina, but it's very early yet, so no worries at this point. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 774 unchanged. Last trade down 5 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 732. Make that 738, up 1/4. Last trade down 3 1/4. March, 762, up 4 1/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. December corn opened at 557 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 3 1/4. March, 575 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 4 3/4. November beans opened at 1203 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 19 1/2. January, 1220, down 2. Last trade down 16 1/2. October soybean meal opened at 324.20, up 90. Last trade down 250. October soybean oil open at 49.59, up 1/2. Up 4, excuse me. And last trade down 78. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I would think that grain traders have one eye, if not perhaps two eyes, on their TV screens and or radios trying to get a reading on what Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke is saying up on Capitol Hill. I believe he's testifying at this hour about the $700 billion bailout or relief package, depending upon your point of view, that the Bush administration is asking Congress to approve.
Yeah, the outside markets, which is the financials, are pushing and pulling us. And that's what everybody's looking at, to see where that's going to go. That's helped push everything around here, there, and the other place. We might have went a little too far up yesterday and have a little opposite Tuesday today in the grains. But today we've had the Dow both sides. We've had gold both sides. We've had silver both sides. And we've had energy both sides at the moment. Energy is down. The Dow is up. Metals are down a little bit in gold and up a little bit in silver. So it's just a big mix waiting on what the financial word will come down to and boil down to.
This package that's being offered, is it inflationary?
Very inflationary. Also, people will be looking at a safe place to put things and hard commodities, which is gold, silver, crude oil, corn, and beans, will be places where they want to put them, where they think they're safe.
Will they put them into gold and copper and those kind of things before looking at the grains, do you think?
They might do that, maybe a bigger percentage there, but spread it around. But just like when the funds were in all that stuff, they put 70% in the energies and metals and 30% in the grains. You might have some kind of a rationing that way.
What do you think the opening will look like today then?
We're looking at corn and wheat down 3 to 5. We're looking at beans down 15 to 20 from almost limit up yesterday. The 09 beans were up the limit, thinking that maybe we'll cut. If we have corn go back up, we'll cut bean acres again. So, you just don't know further out where we're going to be.
I mean, it also could be in those 09 beans that people are looking at the hard red winter insurance rates, 877, and soft red is 857. Those are pretty attractive numbers.
Yes, they are, and it's the hard wheat that they're looking at out west. I don't know if they're looking at the soft as much, especially here in the Midwest, because of the late planting and thus the late harvest, and how do you get anything planted with also the bad basis levels of wheat over $2 in this area.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart, he's with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.